So I want to take a few minutes and pick up where we left off the last time. Amen. And what I want to, our subject that we will be talking about this morning, the power of words. I'm going to say it again. Say it with me. The power of words. Amen. Praise God. Words can build you, put you over, cause you to succeed, win, overcome, triumph, be victorious. Words also can destroy you, contaminate you, bring misery and suffering and pain in your life. Amen. The power of words. Jesus said, hallelujah. Jesus said, you can have what you say. He said that in Mark 11:23. Hallelujah. But what are you saying? Thank you, Jesus. So the last scripture I read, and I'm not going to expound on it, but I'm going to move on. In Hebrews 4 and 12, it says, for the word of God is what? Quick and powerful. Now, that word spoken, it's being spoken, is not the word of God, right? But it said, but the word of God, it tells us what the word of God is. The word of God is what? Quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even what? To the dividing asunder the soul and the spirit, and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Then verse 14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that have passed into the heaven, who? Jesus, the Son of God. Let us do what? Hold fast of our profession, our speaking the word of God. Because that's what you should be confessing, right? Amen. Then Peter said, hallelujah. 2 Peter 1 and 3 said, according as his divine power has given unto us what? All things that pertaineth to life and godliness, right? Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Other words, he called us to glory, and then he called us to live a virtuous life, which means morally, godly, holy, and good. When you live a moral life, that you're not just living a sloppy, ungodly, uncontrolled, out of control life. You live a moral life, virtue that can't be questioned. Amen. And if someone tried to, but they can't find nothing on you, because you live a moral life. God had called us to live morally good. Amen. And so many people want God good, but they want to live unholy. Hello. But it's still right in 2018 to live morally good. Amen. Amen. I don't care how many say it's all right to sleep around, it still ain't right. Amen. Amen. They did have a lot of wives on the new covenant, on the old covenant. God just gave us one on the new. Amen. And so when he said he has given us, now listen, he has given us what? All things. Are you hearing what the word said? What it's saying? He has given us how much? If he had given me everything, now why should I look for something else? And he said he'll give me everything that pertains to what? Life. Well, what are you looking for? Y'all ain't talking to me too well. Are you looking for failure? Are you looking for sickness? Are you looking for disease? Are you looking for poverty? He just told you that I have given you everything that pertains to life and godliness, didn't he? Come on, talk to me now. I got to have some talk back this morning. Y'all been quiet all morning watching the children. Didn't get involved too much with them. But I required you to get involved with me. Then I'm going to stay here all morning. Usher, y'all can get to the doors and lock them up. If you get with me, we'll be out of here in just a little bit. Amen. Amen. He said he had given us what? He had given us all things that pertaineth unto what? Life. And if he had given us all things, why are we looking for other things? And you say you don't want it. Do you want sickness? Do you want disease? Do you want poverty? Do you want misery? Do you want failure? Do you want destruction? Well, why go over into the camp where it is? Come over here where the goodness is. If that's in the kingdom of God. Don't be foolish and don't let the devil play tricks on your mind. Renew your mind so you'll know when he's lying. Come on now. If you renew your mind with the word, you'll know he's lying because he's not talking the word when he's telling you to do something against the word. Hallelujah. So, this is, he's talking about all things, he said, according to his divine power, has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And he said, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. He's talking about revelation knowledge. I know God. I don't know about him. I know him. How do I know him? I know him by the Spirit. I have revelation knowledge. It's revealed knowledge. And my senses don't have a thing in the world to do with it. It's what I know in my heart. And I make my mind line up with my heart. So my mind won't freak out on me. When the enemy starts throwing stuff at me, my mind won't freak out, but I'll rise up and speak to that thing. Say, no, you don't. Because I know what's mine. I'm not guessing what's mine. I got a revelation in my heart. Hallelujah. I know I'm supposed to prosper. And not only do I know I'm supposed to prosper, I do prosper. Hallelujah. I know I'm supposed to win. Not only do I know I'm supposed to win, I win. Hallelujah. I don't try to win. I don't think I should win. I know I should win. And I win. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter about the circumstances around me. They're here because what Adam did. And God told me in his word, if you live godly, you will suffer persecution. But persecution does not determine my destination. Come on, talk to me, somebody. I determined that by the word of God and the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That this is my destination. I will live holy. I will live right. I will prosper. I will win. And I shall overcome every opposition. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus told us this, that we can have what we say. Now, Revelation, listen to this. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him